to the men. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm glad you're joining us again for a few moments of study from the wonderful, wonderful treasure that God has given to us, his precious word, the written word of God that's been preserved for centuries for our benefit, for our spiritual growth and edification. And we've been talking about, and just having a brief review about, the spiritual blessings, the new birth blessings that are ours in Christ Jesus. And today I want us to consider the blessing of eternal life. Now, we touched on it in our last broadcast, but today let's go a little more in depth into it. And if you have a Bible handy and can turn with us, then I'd like for you to go with us to the book of John, the Gospel of John, one of the four Gospels. And John chapter 14 and verse 6 is a very familiar passage of Scripture concerning this gift of eternal life. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Beloved, Jesus is life eternal. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father, and no one will come to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way. Notice that word, the, indicating there's only one way, beloved. And Jesus Christ is that one way. Jesus said, broad is the road, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, but narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beloved, are you on the narrow way? Have you received this wonderful and amazing gift that is available through faith in Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life? And beloved, this is the truth. Jesus is the truth, and he is the one who offers life eternal to those who will put their faith and trust in him. As a matter of fact, if you'll go with me to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, we read these words, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true. Remember, Jesus is the truth, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Oh yes, beloved, this is the true God and eternal life. Again, if you'll look with me to John chapter 3, and here's another familiar passage of Scripture that's so very wonderfully true. John chapter 3, verse 15. Here he states a wonderful fact here, that whosoever believeth in him, speaking of the Lord Jesus, should not perish, but have eternal life. And beloved, it's the spiritual part of us that's given eternal life. It's the spiritual part of man that will continue on, for that's where our true identity is. That's who we truly are, beloved. It's in our spirit that we have our identity. The body, oh yes, the world uses the body for identification, but God looks upon the spiritual part of man, and there he sees the truth, whether we are a child of God or whether we're a child of Satan, whether we've been born into the family of God or whether we're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. And Ephesians chapter 1 tells us, in whom, speaking of Christ, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And, of course, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the good news. That's the gospel. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through verse 4 points this out. That's what the gospel is. The gospel of your salvation, in whom? In Christ also. After that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And so the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit and does the work of salvation. As John 3:6 tells us, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spiritual part of man. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again, Jesus said there in John chapter 3. And so it's the Holy Spirit of God who moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. And so in John chapter 3, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, speaking of the human race, speaking of mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, that whosoever, and there's your name, beloved, there's my name, that whosoever, that includes you, that includes me, that includes every human being on the face of the earth, that whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ, believeth in him, should not perish, which means to be separated from God for eternity. It means to die in your sin and to be spiritually dead. And it means to enter into the second death, as spoken of in the book of Revelation, the lake of fire. Oh, beloved, that's what it means to perish. But those who believe in the Lord Jesus, accept him as Savior, believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, the good news of the gospel, have eternal, everlasting life. Now, beloved, I'm here to tell you I'm not going to die. This body that I live in is going to die, but the body is not Bob Griggs. It's just the earth suit that I wear. This old earth suit's wearing out, by the way. I've been using it for working on my 79th year right now, and this old body is wearing out. But, beloved, my spirit is fresh and new. My spirit is young in the Lord, and I have eternal life. I'm never going to die. I'm going to live forever because I've already passed from death into life, we're told over in 1 John. And as a matter of fact, let's go over to 1 John chapter 5, and let's notice again 1 John chapter 5, and notice what he tells us here. In verse 15, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11. Let's go to verse 11. And this is the record. What's the record? God's word is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. You see, for individuals who believe in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the living word, the written word becomes the record or the guarantee, the revelation that we have eternal life because we've obeyed what the Word of God told us concerning the good news of the gospel. We put our faith and trust in Jesus, have accepted Him as Savior, and so this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son, in Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. Beloved, do you have Jesus? Have you invited Him into your life? Have you received Him as your Savior? Have you told Him you knew you were a sinner and that you were separated and you wanted to be born into the family of God? You wanted to accept Him and have Him forgive you for your sin and come to live in your spirit through the Holy Spirit of God? He said, Beloved, if you have, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so, beloved, do you have eternal life? You do if Jesus lives in you, and if you've received Him as your personal Savior. Now let's go back again, beloved, one more time, back to the Gospel of John. And let's go to the book of John and chapter 10. John chapter 10. And I want you to see a beautiful passage of Scripture here in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and I want you to look at verse 28. John, chapter 10, verse 28. Jesus says here, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, that's God the Father, which gave them me, and God did give us, God the Father gave us to Christ. We're told in John chapter 17, He talks about those whom Thou hast given me, Jesus says. And so the Father gave us to Christ. The Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We're in the hand of Christ. We're in the hand of God the Father. You talk about a triune security. Beloved, we've got it. We've got a triune security, and Satan and the hosts of hell cannot take away from us what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, what a blessed privilege to have this gift of eternal life, to know we're going to live forever in the presence of our Lord. Till next time, goodbye.